Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to the Fresh Printers Podcast. This is kind of an intro to the episode you're about to listen to. So this episode is centered around pre-apprenticeship. So this is before you've even got in, what steps you need to take to get in, as well as the application process. Now, I realize that some of these steps and processes are only applicable to my local or my union apprenticeship. But for the most part, I believe that it's kind of a universal thing, especially for the union apprenticeships. So stay tuned, and thanks for listening. Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in on the Fresh Apprentice Podcast. So, as you heard in the introduction, this is going to be a episode in the steps or processes in order to join an apprenticeship. I know that some of these are only applicable to my union local, but for the most part, it should be at the core. So, at the foundation should be fairly universal for all trades. So, what is a trade, right? A trade is a skilled job, typically one requiring manual skills and special training. So yes, it is, if you want to look at it, manual labor. That's at the core or the heart of what a trade is. But in order to join a trade, right, any kind of trade, they might offer apprenticeships, they might not, but for the more mainstream ones, there's going to be apprenticeships. So you got to think plumbing, electrical, iron working is one. Let's see what else. Just any sort of building trade, I guess you could say. That is probably more accurate. Any building trade should have an apprenticeship, so framing, drywalling, right? But all an apprenticeship is a system for training a new generation of practitioners of a trade or profession with on-the-job training and often accompanying some study. So that's classroom work, reading, right, homework, lectures. But at the end of the apprenticeship, that is ultimately the goal, to end the apprenticeship, right? To graduate or turn out, if you're familiar with that term. Turn out is just graduating or becoming a journeyman, right? You finished your apprenticeship. Those are the main goals, to become a journeyman. In some cases, people who successfully complete an apprenticeship, right, can reach the journeyman or professional certification level of competence. So that means you know what you're doing. You've done 5 years of this. If you're in a plumbing, pipe fitting, service technician trade, you've got to do 5 years of it. So that's the cert, right, or certification. Now, in my classification, I am in a union apprenticeship, and that is classified under one of two types of apprenticeships, right? So an independent apprenticeship is organized and managed by employers, right? There's no involvement in any educational institutions. It's disassociated from any educational curricula, which it usually means, right, the apprentices are not involved in any educational program. But if they are, it's got no relation to between the undergoing studies and the apprenticeship. So it's like I said, employer run pretty much. But the other type, which the apprenticeship I'm a part of is classified under, is a cooperative one. So that's literally just vice versa, right? It's organized and managed in cooperation between educational institutions and employers, my employer being my local union hall. But they vary in terms, right? Some are more employer-led, Others are more educational, institutional led, right? But they're always associated with curriculum and designed for students to put the theory to practice. So the hands-on work is really where the bread and butter of an apprenticeship is. And that, for me personally, is what an apprenticeship is all about, especially in a blue-collar trade, or any kind of trade for that matter. The hands-on experience is what's going to make you... It's what's going to set you apart from just learning, right? Say, just going to college and taking all those classes, all those credit hours, right? If you look at a trade, it's pretty much just all electives, right? You're getting hands-on with those electives. That's the thing. That's why I think for trade models or any kind of blue-collar work, that is probably the best model to have students working in. And that's because it reinforces what's in the textbook, right? So in addition to that, you can learn different ways of doing things on the job site, because there's more than one way to do something usually. If not, usually there's only one choice. But that's the whole point of the apprenticeships, is to get the hands-on knowledge, so when you're shipped out to the field or when you're dispatched out to the field, you kind of have an idea of what you're doing or how the system you're working on works, right? How it operates. But in a union apprenticeship, so a trade union, right? If you don't know what that is, or a labor union, it's most often called just a union. It's an organization of workers who come together to achieve many common goals, right? And that foundation of goals is protecting the integrity of the trade, so the heritage, right? Making sure that it's passed down from generation to generation, you know, hopefully with a strong structure while passing it down, not just bullshitting your way through it or kind of teaching you the wrong ways, although that is part of the trade, is just, right, learning the wrong ways to do things sometimes. Another thing is improving safety standards. If you are working for a contractor that does not have a good safety rating, I believe you have to have a certain safety rating to even bid on a job site, right? So in order to keep that safety rating at the best it can possibly be, in my apprenticeship, you are taught safety. There's literally textbooks on safety. I know it might sound kind of inconvenient, but it's there for a reason, and that's because if you're not safe on a job site, you're going to cost the contractor money if you get hurt or someone else gets hurt. So being the safest you can possibly be and saving that contractor money is everything. It's everything. It keeps consumer relations great with the local unions, right? So that's another thing. In addition to, right, attaining better wages. So the whole point of going through the 5 years of schooling is to be a skilled hand. You need to be, your job needs to be almost autonomous, right? With very minimal supervision, you should be able to go on a job site and work on any system you're put on. If it's in your trade, given, right? It has to be in your trade. But that's the whole point of the better wages, because the jobs are, they should be, like I said, almost autonomous, right? You should just be able to read the prints or look at the system, point out what's wrong, install it, service it, right? Also with that is the benefits, the package, right? Vacation pay, healthcare, retirement. These are all important things, because while you're working, especially with a union, you every hour you're working, you're contributing towards your package. That includes your benefits, right? Your health insurance, your pension, vacation pay. Those things are very important, because your family is also important. If given if you have or love your family. I understand that, right? Some guys just bachelors their whole life, right? There's nothing wrong with that, whatever, you got it. But if you have a family, that's the whole point of the benefits package. Because you want to be able to spend time with your family. If your life is all just work, where is the fun in that? But yes, I am part of a United Association local union. Okay, so most of my experience or process regarding the application is going to be about 60 to 70% related to how I got in. These aren't going to be universal, like I said, but at the core, it should be universal. So, before joining, my point of view on this whole trade, right, was that I was going to plunge toilets for a living, right? This is what I thought. I thought, okay, very naive, right? I had no idea what a trade was. I had been working warehouse jobs pretty much my whole working life since I was 18, all the way up till 23, 24. I can't even remember. It's got to be 23 now. Yeah, 23. But that is what I've been doing. I never took the time to even watch YouTube videos on it. I had no idea what a pipe fitter was. I had no idea that plumbers did this kind of, how would you describe it? Intricate work on very complex systems sometimes. But that's the whole thing. I thought going into it, I'm going to plunge toilets. This is awesome. Right, I'm going to plunge toilets. I had no idea how much money these people made. I had no idea how much trades made in general, especially unions, right? But I did hear that they make a decent living. So that's, I did hear that, but I had no idea how much of a decent living that was, right? What, and before coming in, I'm like, what the hell is a union? What is that? I was so lazy. I didn't even have the time or take the time to research what a union was. What is the United Association? I saw it on the signs on the building, but I had no idea what that was, right? And then the other thing is before, because I wasn't really social, I didn't really talk to peers that much or people or other applicants, other apprentice applicants, right? So I was wondering, why do I have to prove my worth to get in, right? Why will I even get in? That's the thing. I think there was about 350 to 400 applicants. So I was wondering, right, why is there a lot of people here? And if there's a lot of people here, that means the competition is high. This must be a very sought after apprenticeship or job offer or career opportunity, right? Now let's skip forward to now. So now I am in my second year. I believe I'm halfway through my second year now. It was worth everything that I put into it, right? It was worth everything. Even now it's worth everything, because I'm still only a second year. In the 5 year, there's 5 years that once you turn out, that's the ultimate goal, because now you're capped out. So with that, it was worth everything. Worth everything that I put myself through to get here, right? The dues I pay go to the building that I learn in, right? They go to my classroom, they go to the tools so future apprentices can have those tools. And if there's new technology, we can afford that new technology to train on, to learn about it, right? The night classes. So let me see here. So with the night classes, those were classes that I took in order to increase points towards my application. The application is run on a point system. So I had to go to three different night classes for three different subjects. Each class was worth 1 point, right? So it was worth all those times going after my day job in the warehouse, going to those classes, busting ass, and just putting in hard work, putting in the effort in order to be where I'm at now. Now, another thing is, I did not realize that there's more to just plunging toilets, right? So, in short, I will give a brief overview of what plumbers do, right? Plumbers work on anything, system to convey or drain wastewater, potable water, anything you can think of. Where there's people, there's always plumbing. There has to be, unless it's in a third world country, right? Even there, though, plumbing is even more important. And it's definitely something that's taken for granted, right? But I won't blame people. But plumbing is more than just plunging toilets. That's the main point that I'm trying to make. So, in addition to that, there's more than one thing. There's more than just plunging toilets, because here, welding is offered, right? Plasma cutting, MIG, TIG, and stick welding is offered here at my school, and we will have to get those certifications. As well, or in addition to, if you want to continue your education, you can get certified in more than just welding, right? AutoCAD, that's offered here. SketchUp is also offered here. 3D models and renderings of buildings, right? Fittings, pipes, systems, anything you can imagine. It's pretty much offered here. I believe they also offer programming for automatic valves and stuff on chillers or boilers, what have you. I would have to look more into that, but the continuing education is also the thing. You want to be more, right? You want to have more credentials and certs to be more employable. Now, let's end that rant. The next thing is, it's a great way for or to provide for my family, right? I never would have thought that this opportunity or this apprenticeship would give me the skills as well as the pay to support my family very well, right? I never would have imagined this, but unions really do pay good money. Trades pay good money if you bust ass, right? That's what the whole 5 years is about. The other thing is it makes me proud to do what I do, to learn what I'm learning, right? It makes me proud also because I get to do cool shit. For me, there's nothing wrong with a cubicle job or a white collar office job. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just for me, it's not something that I'm really interested in. But this shit right here, this stuff right here, is what I'm interested in and working with my hands and getting the satisfaction of helping something come from nothing, right? That is what matters most to me. Hopefully, you know, my kids will be proud too, but I wouldn't blame them if they're not. It is what it is. This kind of work isn't really cut out for everybody, but it's fun. I like doing what I do. Now, the very last thing that I won't forget is I'm very grateful, right? I'm very grateful, not just for the union, so to say, but just to be in a trade that's cool. A trade that is fun, right? Offers many opportunities. You can take it anywhere in the world. And it also keeps me sharp. I mean, what more could I ask for? The pay, the structure, the foundation, and the knowledge of this trade. I couldn't ask for anything more. So I'm very grateful for that. So let's move on to the steps and procedures of the pre-apprenticeship. This is specific to the union. I will have another section on non-union, but this is just union specific. So what I would say is to choose a trade, Right? Choose a trade that you want to join. You might not get into the one that you want to, but just go for it, okay? Now, what you'll want to do is choose a trade, like I said. You'll want to Google, call, or drive to that local union hall and ask, how do I get in? I want to get in, right? That union hall is then going to want to see if, given if they're taking applications, they're probably going to want to see that you've graduated high school or you have a GED. And this is just because they want to see if you're proficient enough to learn the math, to read the books, right, to do the homework. They're also going to see what kind of experience you have, right? The more experience you have, the higher percentage you're going to get in, the higher percentage of a chance you're going to get in. So just keep that in mind. They'll hand you an application with prerequisites, right? That's going to need your high school diploma or GED, a copy of those, a birth certificate, social, whatever, what have you. Now, in regards to specifically just my application, right? The information you have to kind of go look for, or someone should give you an application, or it might have that it's listed on the website. In this case, I was referred by a family member. It was just a picture of the application. It had the address and everything, the documents I needed to bring in. And I just went in there, right? All the documents just confirmed who I am. Birth certificate, social security, ID card. Now, like I said, they asked for the high school transcripts or GED copy. And that's just to see, right? Again, if you're proficient enough to learn this information or the skills of this trade. In addition, a sheet with directions and expectations of applying. So the application, like I said, for me, was run on a point system. I needed 20 points in total to be accepted into the apprenticeship, with a minimum 75% on the math test, right? That's in order to pass the math test. If you got lower than a 75%, you weren't looked at, your application was probably thrown away. And this is a 100 question test. Now, like I explained before as well, they will ask for extra certifications you have, right? And I believe those are 1 point per certification. So if you have a forklift license, right, or a forklift cert, your welding certifications, what else, a CDL, if you had that. And those are just examples, right? Now, they also offered, I briefly brushed over them a few minutes ago, but those helper classes, right? Those night classes. So helpers are pre-apprentices or people who have chosen to work in the construction field at an entry level, right? Maybe they wanted to try it out. So as a helper, you are getting paid, I believe it's 14 an hour. It's probably 15 an hour now. But you get, You have to pay $10 to the hall, to the union hall, and they'll dispatch you out if there's helper positions available. But with that helper position, like I said, I believe it's at 15 an hour now. But the thing is you also get benefits with that too. I mean, if you're just trying to, you know, feel it out, what construction would be like or what the trade would be like, that's what a helper position would assist in helping you decide. So as a helper, you can't touch the tools, right? You can't install pipe. You'll most likely be moving material or organizing gang boxes or fitting carts or clamshells, but you won't be able to do anything technically related to the trade. You'll be around the tradesmen, but you won't be able to install, okay? So helpers are those, like I said, could be looking into getting into the apprenticeship, right? If they are, the helper position is really a good way for you to get the experience. And if you've been a helper for a while, right, the chances of you getting into the apprenticeship are also very high. So, and like I said, the night classes, right, helpers or people who apply to the apprenticeship can take those classes, right? And I believe they're worth 1 point each as well. So, examples of classes that they offered: the math class, pre-apprenticeship class, that's kind of what to expect if you do get into the apprenticeship, and a construction intro, introduction to construction. I completely forgot what the name of it was. Another thing is the OSHA 10. They offer the OSHA 10. I believe you had to pay $25 for it. You come in 2 days. You get a point just for applying. And that's really cool because they'll see that you've applied, because they keep a record. So every time you put in an application, if you didn't get into it the first time, I believe it stacks up. If I'm not mistaken, I believe it stacks up every time you apply. So, but with that, there is a math test, and the math test is mandatory. So on that math test, it's going to have basic math, fractions, decimals, engineering measurements, right? Flipping them back and forth to decimals, to fractions, to percentages, finding the percentages of numbers, numbers of percentages, right? And that is worth 10 points. That math test is worth 10 points if you score a 90% or higher. Now, given if all the conditions and points are met, you'll be notified by mail when your interview date is. Okay. So just some things about that. If you're going into a union apprenticeship interview, they kind of don't want to see the blue collar the white collar attire, right? They don't really want to see you in slacks and a collared shirt. They would rather see you in a work uniform, right? Some boots. And it's just very that way, I guess you could say. Now, the interview itself, you're going to be in front of a panel, right? Given if this is a cooperative apprenticeship, you're going to have somebody from the state there, the Department of Labor, I believe. And this is just because this apprenticeship is cooperative, right? So every hour you're in class, or every day you come to class, you're actually earning college credits. Here, you're earning college credits, where at the end, you can take, I believe it's 4 or 5 extra classes, and you can walk away with an associate's degree of applied science, right? So that's why it's important for the classroom hours, is because you need those credits in order to graduate or turn out as a journeyman. Along with that, you're going to have people from the e-board, and that's just the executive board or examining board. I am totally butchering that. I can't really think right now. Forgive me. But you're going to have people from the e-board of each trade. So here there's 3 trades, right? Plumbing, pipe fitting, and service technicians, which are HVAC, refrigeration, right? Heating, ventilation, and cooling. And you're going to have 2 people from each trade, right? In addition to that, you're going to have the training coordinator. And that's the guy who, like his name implies, is the coordinator of the apprenticeship training center, right? And they're going to ask, you know, why you want to join? How did you get here? How did you hear about us, right? But the main thing is why you want to join. Also with that is previous work experience. They want to hear if you have any previous experience, right? If the interview went well, you'll be notified by mail. If you didn't, you'll also be notified by mail. So it's kind of, you know. But like I said, this is going to kind of wrap everything up. I hope you learned some today. I appreciate you for listening in. And, you know, be safe, be happy, be blessed. Have a good one.